Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Laura Peterson with Envision Architecture about forming the plans for the Indianola High School improvements. Talking Indianola High School improvements, let's go back to the beginning. The task force is formed. The school district and the school board wants some public feedback and some guidance on where to go and how to go about getting some improvements and some options that are provided. Tell us a little bit about the beginnings and then meeting with the public and getting that feedback on the Indianola High School improvements.
The school board really met early in 2021. We started this process and we had laid out some options for the school board to look at, and they thought they were all very exciting, but wanted a broader kind of cross-section of community feedback about it. So really we started at the beginning, the fall of 2021, meeting with a community task force that was put together as a broad cross-section of our community. So people with varied interests, various involvements with the school district, and brought that group together. And first, really, we focused on, is there a need? And so we talked about kind of the current state of Indianola High School, kind of what we thought the future of our broad community was, really started and agreed that, yes, there was a need to do something. From there, that group started to look at options and vet them, really kind of paring down what they wanted to take out to the community for feedback. And then in April, we started with broader community feedback. So really taking three options out to the community to understand where do we think things want to head? What do we think best supports our long-term vision? What's financially doable in our community to get feedback from even a bigger cross-section?
Well, I know, you know, with the options that were presented, and we'll get into those in just a bit, I know that there was a just build a new high school option, and then the other two options were a little bit more involved with the current location. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was build a new high school. Talk about the challenges with that and why option B, the replace in place, seemed like the best option for the area.
Yeah, well, a new high school could be the best long-term investment for our community, I think, is what we heard from people, and seems like the easiest option. I think there's a few things to understand. One is the district can financially, over 10 years, have about $142 million to spend if we use all of our resources. So if we do a general obligation bond and use all of our SAVE funding, so all their funding streams could have $142 million, and that's about the price tag of a new high school. And so what that said was that we wouldn't have dollars to spend if we do grow and need additional elementary school classrooms, or we know the middle school will someday be full. And so the task force first felt, and then also the community when we heard broadly from them, that there's too many unknowns with our growth and what we might need in 10 years to spend all of our financial resources on a new high school. The other thing we heard is that people like where the high school is within our community. You know, it's embedded in a neighborhood. It has a great relationship to the middle school and all the resources with the stadium that we have there and all of the athletic fields, and really like that connection. And generally, if we're looking for about 60 acres, which is what it would take to build a high school for the student population we're looking at, more than likely we're somewhere at the perimeter of town. And so that leads to a lot of conversations about where we can build, how do we get access to land. So a difficult conversation to talk about, where could we move the high school? And then the next question is always, what do we do with the existing school? And that's an unknown if we were to pursue that option.
Talk about replace in place, what was eventually the recommendation to the Indianola School Board. And there were several goals and objectives, I think, that the task force really wanted to get with these improvements.
Yeah, I think so. The option that the task force recommended to the school board was the replace in place option. That option generally keeps what we would consider the North Gym, so the main gym, the auditorium, the fine arts, and the career and technical area. Keeps all of that kind of lower level if you're familiar with Indianola High School. And then says that we're going to replace all the academic portion to the west. A few things that option allowed us to do was, one, construct most of the project while we keep kids in classrooms, because we're going to be building on top of a parking lot. So we'll expand parking first and then start construction. So it allowed us to keep kids in classrooms, which is a big priority. It allowed us to really have a new 21st century learning environment. So all the spaces that we see in a new school, we're able to provide that for our academic areas. It also allows the building to make sense again. If you've been in Indianola High School, it's very compartmentalized, just with how it's come together. It was originally designed to be a separate senior and junior high school, so it was never meant to house kind of one student body population. So it allows the building to start to make sense again. It also allows for some significant future growth. We're planning for about 1,400 students, which is about 20% growth from where we're at today. So long, it supports our community long-term. with growth potential even past 1,400 students. So those are some of the big drivers. Also really reuses where we've currently or where we've recently spent money. So at the auditorium and the gym, and really kind of reuses those pieces. Also met with those groups and students and generally heard that those pieces of the building are working pretty well. So that's really the pros that drove this option.
Well, we're on step three or four of a probably 20, 25-step process. I'm throwing that out there. Where do we go from here? The school board receives the recommendation. I guess they vote to receive it for the whatever that procedure works. What happens next?
Next, now that we know we're moving forward with this option, you'll really see a lot of community outreach in the next few months. The official piece will be a petition circulating through the community asking for signatures to say, yes, we want to vote on this. And if you sign the petition, you're not saying that I'm voting yes. You're just saying we should take this to a vote and we should talk about it as a community. So that will be coming around. You also see a lot of information will be at kind of community groups. There will be information on social media. We have a website, www.IndianolaCSDPlanning.org, where you can find all the information about what's going on. So we're just really hoping to get the word out so people understand the options we're looking at and get their questions answered. So that will be going on really this summer. And if we get the petition signed in this, we would potentially be going for a September 2022 bond referendum.
All right. And then a potential timeline again, a lot to happen between now and September if that goes out for a referendum. But let's say it passes. What can people expect for a timeline of this?
Yep. So it would be about a year for a design. So we would start construction then a year later and open the first portion in fall of 2026, which would be all of the academic areas. And then the athletic expansion to the north would open possibly fall of 2028. I think the other thing to understand is that all of the options that were being considered are tax levy rate neutral. So they would not be an increase in our tax rate. They're all an extension of a current tax we're paying. That was really a priority of the task force and of the school board as they were looking at options, that there were no tax rate increase as part of the project.
Thanks to Laura Peterson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's today's Let's Talk Indianola.